USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump's latest pick to serve on the Federal Reserve received a rocky reception from some economists that are concerned Stephen Moore isn't qualified. Moore discussed his relationship with the president on CNN.
I give him really high marks for his handling of the economy, but there are many times I disagree with him. I'm pro-trade. I'm more pro-free trade than he is. I'm probably a little bit more pro-immigration than he is.
Samantha Jofferson decided to call an Uber around 2 a.m. Friday after being separated from her roommates during a night out in Columbia, South Carolina. Police Chief Skip Holbrook says a day later the 21-year-old University of South Carolina senior's body was found by turkey hunters in a field 90 miles from Columbia.
She had, in fact, summoned an Uber ride and was waiting for that Uber ride to come. I believe that she simply mistakenly got into this particular car thinking it was an Uber ride.
A 24-year-old suspect is behind bars for kidnapping and murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The number of undocumented immigrants being released by federal authorities in Brownsville, Texas, has been growing dramatically, with the Customs and Border Protection Facility well over capacity. City Manager Nolan Bernal told CNN more federal money is needed.
To have this transition that I'm calling happen is primarily falling on the hands of our nonprofit entities, the city staff, and it's just not a sustainable system.
President Trump is threatening to close the border with Mexico. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham kicks off his re-election campaign in Myrtle Beach. He jokes about allegations that Trump colluded with Russia.
If you don't collude with your own government, why do you think you're colluding with the Russian government? He's not much of a colluder. He's a disruptor.
Vice President Mike Pence helped Graham with his campaign kickoff event in Greenville, South Carolina. Empire actor Jussie Smollett, who sparked rumors he would be attending this year's NAACP Image Awards in Los Angeles, didn't, and he lost Best Acting Actor in a TV drama to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
More winter weather is on the way in the east. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
Weather forecasters are predicting a nor'easter early next week. They say there might even be some spring snow in some places. Meteorologist Richard Band says there also could be some flooding.
If the storm takes a western track, places like New Jersey where it's been wet and they've had a lot of snow melt to worry about, yeah, there could be some flooding. If the storm takes a little track further to the east, probably not.
The Human Rights Campaign gave two presidential hopefuls a chance to address activists at a major dinner in L.A. yesterday. Senators Cory Booker and Kamala Harris addressed the gathering. Booker praised the LGBTQ community for its impact on the 2018 elections.
It's this community that helps to mobilize tens of thousands of voters around the country in 70 different races in 23 different states. This community helped to register tens of thousands of voters, endorse more women and more people of color than ever before in history.
Harris told the crowd that hate is on the rise in America.
We have seen and know to be true that the existence of homophobia, transphobia, racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia are real in this country, and we must speak that truth each and every day. When we see it, we must understand it is born out of hate.
Both candidates also appeared together on stage at the NAACP Image Awards in Hollywood. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.